Psachim, Perek Ches Mishneh Dalet. We continue the halachos of being memunah on Korban Pesach. We learned that you could have one Korban Pesach. The whole Korban Pesach is accounted for. We paskin, it's machlokes in a braisa on daf pei bov, but we paskin, the Rav makes mention of it, that we're going according to this Mishnah, that the Pesach is nechel m'shtei chaburos. You can't divide the Pesach. Each part has to be eaten b'chabura, but it doesn't only have to be eaten in one chabura. So you have over here a case where l'chatchila was set up, kiviyochol, they're going to have one chabura. And now, because of somebody's decision, it turned into two chaburas. How's that? Hamemani imoy acherim b'chelkoi. You have 15 people that are mamuna on Korban Pesach. Now, 15 people on a whole carbon. The Gemara says, Gemara makes a census. The Gemara brings a story. Where one time they decided to make, Agrippa Samelech decided to make a census of how many people, how many Yidden were oidla to the Korban Pesach, based on how many Korbanos. They counted the sheep. We don't count Yidden, right? So they counted the sheep. There were, whatever the cheshma is in the Gemara, 1,000,000 kvotsim. But al kaponim, each one, the Gemara says for a stomius, that a regular kevis had 30 people eating from it. So you have over here, let's say, 15 people. So each one has a decent-sized chelik. Well, let's say even less. There were 10 people. Each one mamish had a decent-sized chelik. And now we have where one person, one of the menuyim, invited others onto the Korban Pesach, and they agreed to be nimne on the chabura legavi shchitas Korban Pesach. Now, the others in the chabura didn't invite in these other people. Maybe they don't want other people. Maybe they don't want specifically these people. So Rashon b'nei chabura litn lo shaloi, what they could do is, they could say to him, look, you are a mamuna on this amount. Again, like we said, there are 10 people on the keves. See, each one has that many kezesim, and it's enough for the amount of people that he invited on. He invited on another two friends. So there's enough for all three, because he took a tenth, 30. So yeah, there's enough for all three. So you could give them from your chelik. Litan lo yeshaloi, they tell him, v'hu oichel mishaloi, he eats from his, v'hein oichlin mishalohen, all the others that don't want to be part of the chabura, together with these two friends, that one of the individuals that was mamun invited on, could make their own chabura, and he can make a chabura with them. And they don't have to give him away, they don't have to give the newcomers away from their basar kachim, from their basar pesach, he'll give them from his chelik. And that's okay. The Mishnah over here is being soysim like the Tana that holds that a Pesach Nechal b'shtei chaburos. If you hold Pesach Nechal b'chabura echot, this is not going to work. Mishnah Hey. Zov shero shtei ri'ios. Over here we have to give a hakdama. Let's go through the basics of Tumas Zov and Zovo. In order to introduce Zovo, we'll have to explain also the difference between a Zov and a Nida. But first, a Zov. A Zov has a Re'iyah that's Yotze Migufa. It's not exactly Re'iyah Shech Vazara that has a different form. That Tumah is a Tumah where whenever he's a Re'iyah Shech Vazara, he's Toivu and he becomes Tohor. He doesn't become fully Tohor until what's called Harav Shemesh, until that night, nightfall, and then he becomes fully Tohor. What does it mean he's Tohor? He doesn't transmit Tumah. But insofar as Kochim Vitairis is concerned, he does have a certain status of Tumah. So as far as our purposes, which are to bringing, being part of Korban Pesach, going into the Azor, eating Korban Pesach, over there he'll only become Ro'i that night. So that's what Tumah Shech Vazer is. A Zov really is the same thing. Except for the fact that a Zov is Metameh Shivas Yomim. These Tumos are Metameh Shivas Yomim. And Mel the halacha is that whatever he would normally have Tumah Shech Vazer that day with Harav Shemesh, he'll have on the seventh day. Same thing. The seventh day, he'll be Toivul. He's a Tvul Yoim. Until that night, he's Roy La'achilas Kochim. The same thing is true if he has two Zivois within a certain time frame. Where things get complicated for him is when he has a Zivas Sholosh Po'amim, because then he has to bring a Korban. That carbon also leaves until he brings that carbon. There's also a certain ratio of tumah left over. We call that a mechusa kippurim. So memela, even if he's toivel, and he has Harav Shemesh, the end of his seventh day, there's still something left of his tumah. On that, he needs to bring the carbon. He can only bring the carbon during the day. He needs the eighth day. So Mel, he's not out of the woods until the eighth day. He can bring his carbon. Then he becomes completely tor. He becomes ro'ui la'chilas kachim and going into the azor. A ziva by a woman, the ziva is a ri'iyas dam, but it's l'loy es nidoso. Ri'iyas dam nido is shivas yomim. On the seventh day, tvilo. She's a tvul yoim. She's roi l'kotchim at the end of that day. L'loy es nidoso of a ri'iyas dam. On the day that she has a ri'iyas dam, again, a ri'iyas dam be'es nidoso, she has to wait 7 days. Ri'iyas dam l'loy es nidoso, that's generally defined the 11 days, which is es nidoso. After that, the 7 days es nidoso, and there's 11 days that are l'loy es nidoso. 7 and 11, that's generally the cycle. Halachim loishim yisina. It's a Mishnah in Erechin. What happens is the 7 days, if she see dam, she's tamei 7 days. That's es nidoso. In the 11 days, that's considered a ri'iyas dam loy es nidoso. That would be mitamer, but it's not mitamer of 7 days. It's not a ri'iyas dam nidu. What it is it's a ri'iyo where she can't be toiveles the day of the ri'iyo. She has to have another day without ri'iyo. It's called a shemeres yoim keneged yoim. That means she has to have 1 day of tahara. Interesting halacha, that's not noeg by us for halacha l'maisa. She has to have a day of tahara, a day of nikius, and on that day, toiveles, tful yoim, mukhus shemesh, harav shemesh, and then she's roi l'kotch. By her, where she needs shivas yomim, again, ri'iyas ziva, not ri'iyas nida, is only if she has 3 ri'iyos, and then she has to bring a korban. She has to wait 7 days, shiva nikiyim, tvilo. And then she has to bring the korban, and only then, after she brings the korban, does she become roi l'kotcha. Just for clarity's purposes, maybe this wasn't so clear before. The difference between a ri'iyas ziva by a woman has a chumra even b'pam rishoyna, that she needs a shemeres yoim keneged yoim, a zov. The Pram Rishonah doesn't have that halacha. When he has a halacha that he has to have a yoim shom nikius is when he sees 7 times. The first time he sees ziva, so it's metam lois yoim, like tumah shechva zera. If he sees twice on 2 days consecutive or twice on 1 day, then the halacha is considered a double ri'iyah. That ri'iyah is taka for 7 days, and then he needs nikim. So there's a chomer by a man that 2 times he already becomes a Zava Gedoyla insofar as Shivas Yomim. A woman doesn't become a Zava Gedoyla until 3 times, but a man has a Chayma the second time, but he doesn't have on the first time the din of having a full day of Shemez Yom Keneged Yom. A woman has the first time already that she's a Shemez Yom Keneged Yom. Oh, and there's one more Chumra, which is really not negay for our discussion, but a tahara mituma zoiv by a man has to be a tvilo, has to be in a mayon. So a bazundur chum, but that's not a gay over here. Let's read the Mishnah now. Zov shirosh shtei ri'iyos. So if you what we just discussed, the zov is royesh shtei ri'iyos. So now he has to have 7 days, and on the 7th day, he's toivel, and that night he's roy lachilas kochim. So Shechten Olav Bashvi, the Chiddush over here is that even though right now he's a Apostle of Kachem, he can't come to the Azor, but he'll be Ro'ui Leil Pesach to eat the Karban Pesach. So he could be Nimna on the Karban Pesach. The fact that he's a Tomei right now for Achilas Kachem doesn't shter, because the Karban Pesach has to be Ro'i, that he should be Ro'i tonight to eat Kachem. But here's a very important point. The Zov Shirosh Teirius over here is somebody who was Toivel. If he's toivel, so he's oimid, most of his tumah went off. Remember, he's only a tvul yoim. He has a she'eris of the tumah. There's a whole lumdus. Is that a leftover of tumah, or there's a new state of somebody who was tumah that day as din of a tvul yoim? Reb Chaim and Briskerov dikereid. Vinishvi, he's a tohor with a status as a tvul yoim. So mele shoich nolov. Because that night, Tvul Yom is oimid to be roi to eat kachim. So Mel, the Shechit is Karban Pesach is on a Tor who's roi to get him, who's going to be roi to eat that night. If he was Tomei proper, even a Tumas Sheretz, then you can't be Sheikh Olof. He's a Tommy. He's a proper Tommy. Even though you don't need him in the Azara, but you can't be Sheikh Kavim Pesach on somebody who's Tommy. However, what about Rosh Holosh? So now, besides for being a Tvul Yoim, even if it's the seventh day, but tomorrow he has to bring a carbon. So Mela, on the seventh day, it's not going to work, because he still has the next day, he's still any Roy Lekotchim. You can't Shecht on him Karben Pesach. So here we have in the Mishnah, Rosh Sholoi, Shechtin Alav Bishmini Sholoi. Because on the eighth day, again, he's Oymed Lihitoyer. Today he's going to bring his Karben, he's a Mechus HaKippurim. Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. We explained this by a woman who has a Re'iyaz Dam Pam Rishoyna. Again, Leloi Eis Nidosa. She's not Tomei Shivas Yomim. She needs one day of Nikius, and on that day she can be Tevelos. Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. On the second day, she had a Riyaz Dam on Sunday. On Monday, if the whole day is free of Riyaz Dam, the Tefillah of that day again renders her Tful Yoim. At the end of the day, you'll see retroactively that the whole day was without a Riyo. That night, she's Roy Lachilas Kochim, Mela Shechtin Oleo, B'Sheni Shalom. That night, she's Roy Lachilas Kochim, she's considered a Tful Yoim, and the Shechitis Kavim Pesach Oleo will work. So then she needs the third day to be free of Re'iyaz Dam. Same idea. Since a Zova Gedoylo, if she sees three times, so she has to be besides for 7 days, she needs Shivas Yemei Nikim, plus she needs on the eighth day a Karbin. So only on the eighth day is she going to be free that night. So the basic theme of the Mishnah is that when a person is only missing that, which is going to be chal by night, or even better, when he's that day completely tor, all he needs is a carbon, the fact that he's not roy lekotchim right now b'shas hashkita is not meinei the shkita. But a tomei proper, you can't be shekhed. Even if he can be teufel, you can't be shekhed, he's a tomei. Tomei is not nimna on a carbon pesach.